Okay, just a point about yesterday. In general, about the idea of the kavana. So the Rambam says in Parak Aleph, Halacha Beis, he says, "Makdim in the first parsha Shema, Nishiyesh bo tzivui al yifur Hashem." Right, the ahavoso, the salmudo, shehu ikar gadol shekol talibo. So this phrase is a little bit troubling over here. It's a question. What is it referring to? In other words, it says he's interpreting the Mishnah. Why do you say why is Shema first? So he says it has the tzivoy on yichud Shemo, yichud Hashem. That's fine. The ahavoso, right? That's v'yahavto. But then he says v'salmudo, right? This question: what does he mean v'salmudo? What does he mean v'salmudo? So what does he mean? Okay, but what's that referring to? So this is the question we were discussing yesterday, right? The difference between the parashios. I'm gonna have to move this. The difference between the parashios, right? So we were saying that it seems like they're more or less the same, except for the first pasuk, right? Because they both have Talmud Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzah, but the Kapach wants to say that he wants to say when the Rambam says that it has tzivui al yichud Hashem va'avoso v'salmudo shehu ha'ikar ha'golos shakol tolibo, he means the learning of the ideas of the yichud Hashem. V'salmudo doesn't refer to Talmud Torah. Right? That's the way he's learning. It makes a lot of sense. And it would come out that, and then of course, the Rambam and the Mora, that you can't, you don't understand the ideas quotes of the first Rambam, Leidash, Yisham Matsi Rishon, and that's the Yisoda Yisodos, right? So he's saying that, like we were saying yesterday, that the knowledge of, the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim of Shema Yisrael requires learning, requires understanding, requires a certain amount of Talmud Torah. But it's a Talmud Torah of this particular mitzvah, of this particular inyan. It's an inyan in this particular inyan. So that's the way he's learning. He learns v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bom. He's not talking about regular, not talking about Talmud Torah in general. He's talking about these ideas. And then the next parsha, he's talking about mitzvahs in general. Right? Okay. It makes sense. He says there's a certain girsa issue and that what stuff. That's what confused certain the achronim, but what? Right, so that makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Right. Not to learn v'shinandam levanecha, just stam talking about mitzvahs. Not stam talking about Talmud Torah. Not talking about the shor shanagach as sure. Right. And then Ekev, that's what brings in the that's where it's talking about mitzvahs. Vayim shemot tishmol mitzvosai. Right, and then that one, the daber bom, that's talking about mitzvahs in general. Right, that's talking about mitzvahs in general, and that's what the Gemara says that the shita that holds that the second parsha is just kavanah because he learns the daber bom, referring to Talmud Torah. Right, Talmud Torah. But nobody says, it doesn't say that the first Vidi Bartabam is trying to download them. So So that's telling you that the ideas, it's all things that have to do with the ideas of Achdus and Ava. But those ideas have to be Shartam Mosa Yadecha, Vayotas Vayanecha, because that's the parsha that's in the Tefillin, that's the parsha in the Mezuzah. It's all talking about. Why does it come back to it in the end of the second parsha? First parsha makes sense, but it's still both of these parshios are included. Some of them is Devarai Eila Alav Avkam Alashchem Upsharatam Osam Lo Sayetam. That's different because they're both in there. That's the mitzvah. They both are in there. Yeah. And it's also the Mechaber quotes, and the Torah has it too. The Mechaber has in Samach Aleph, Sif Beis, he quotes that Rashi. Asher Anochi Mitzavacha Ayom Hayilom, V'chol Yom Yiyu Be'enecha Kechadashim. So that's not just Drush. V'lo Kemisha Kvar Shoma Oso Harbi Pam V'chein Chov V'etzlo. That's part of the Halacha itself. It's part of the Halacha itself. How to relate to it is part of the Mitzvah itself. Okay. All right, so now back to the Argamar. Question is, what needs kavana? See, for the Rambam, it makes sense now. At least now you understand a little bit the machlokas, right? Of why the whole first parsha would be included, because it's all of the mitzvos about. It's all of the things about that are related to the ideas of Achdus Hashem. It's not just the first two psukim, right? It's also that you have to the Dibayt Abom. You have to learn it. And it includes all of the details that you have to put them in the tefillin. It's the full scope of the. Of the mitzvah, of these ideas, how these ideas should relate to you. Okay, as we're going to say, the rest of the parasha is talking about the Talmud Torah in general. It's difficult to see why it should be included according to Rabbi Akiva. Right. I did see though another sheet. I don't remember who it was. One of the parshim says the opposite way, like the way we were thinking. That really, it's talking about Talmud Torah also, but the main focus is not. The main focus is Shema. In the second paragraph, the main focus is Mitzvah. It's Talmud Torah. All right, anyway, so what do you say over here? So what do we have in the Gemara? We have a few sheetahs, right? About how much kavana you need to have. Up to where do you need kavana? Up to where do you need kavana? So the riff paskin is like who? Like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi, who is it? Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Huda? Right? Yeah. What did he say? What? Right. Where is that? What is that? Zion Amalf?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Amar Loch Gurim Meir? Yeah. Now he says all these things are related. These are related to all these other halachas too about when you can, if you're walking, how long do you have to stand? Right, if you're falling asleep, how much do they have to wake you up? Okay, but the interesting thing is that the one of the difficulties we had is that what's the source for this for the sheet of the first pasuk? Right, what's the source? I mean, Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Eliezer darshing the psukim of Alav Avecha, but what's the source for Rabbi Meir? So you see, the Rabbeinu Yonah fills that in, right? He says he just darshans the word Shema. Right? Alpha Pishi Shaya Nira the Kavanas Alev Sricha Advahayu Advar Ma'ela. Right? Kisha Yazkir Kavanas Alev. Afilu hachi remer sovale delo dorash elakro deshma Yisrael. What's lower? Haskes v'kavim b'libacha. V'dashin lekama nemar kan shema v'nemar nohon shema malohon. V'haskes afkan v'haskes. Yeah, so just darshan straight the pasuk is of thing. That's the meaning of shema. Shema itself. Yeah, he's saying, because where's the source? Saying it would seem that it should go all the way till Ad Lavavecha, Hayud V'Meila. But nonetheless, Rav Meir holds you don't darshan those. You just darshan the pasuk of Shema. All right. So what does it come out? So what did come out now? Three shittas. One is you just yichud Hashem. We need kavanas halev, or yichud Hashem and ava and yira, like Tosa says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, or according to Rashi to include even the tzivoy on that, right? Or Rabbi Akiva, the entire parsha. Difficult. But nobody holds you need kavana on the second parsha. Nobody holds that. Yeah. Oh no, that's true. There is one shita, right? There's one shita. Not the Tanaka. I don't think it names the shita. No. Just Tanya Ida. Where is it? It's the first one, isn't it? Tanya, Korea Shema, Tzorach Sheichav in his Libo. That mandama. Rabbi Yachim Mishra Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kevut Shekiv in Libo, Perek Rishon, Shuv Eino Tzorach. Right. But the Tanya Kama held both parashas, it would seem. Right? Is that what you mean? On the top of Yigim on this. So Rabbi Yosha and Rizutra both agree that you mean Rabbi Yoshi holds you need kavana. I know, but that's a different kind of a kavana. That's without the dibur. That just means hero. Let's go into the question of what the kavana is. All right, let's take that up now. I guess that's really the main question here. And then we can come back and understand and see what they're arguing, try to see better what they're arguing about. Let's say you're going to take the Rashba. It's a tough Rashba. Agreed? It's a tough Rashba because of the Rambam. Okay. Who wants to try the Rashba? You got it there? Go ahead. Yeah, okay, so the Rashi says that it's Mistava. It seems correct to say that when the Gemara here says, Ad kan tzorach kavanas halev, that's l'chatchila. That's only l'chatchila. Why? Because, in general, mitzvahs, we hold mitzvahs don't need kavana. Mitzvahs don't need kavana. So even if the person did not have kavana, he should still be yotzei. He should still be yotzei. So what kind of kavana is he talking about? Kavana of doing the mitzvah, right? In other words, if all of these statements mean that you're not yotzei without kavana, so the Gemara say, oh, so Rebbe, Rebbe Meir, everybody, all these shitas, you see from all these shitas, and Mr. Shuchas Kavanah? Because they're saying that you're not Yotzei without Kavanah. Just like it tried to be Medayik from the Mishnah. It should be Medayik from these cases too, Mr. Shuchas Kavanah. But it doesn't. So you see, Mrs. don't need Kavanah. And you'll be Yotzei B'di'evet. Yeah. So what would it mean then? So what would it mean? So you're saying, right, just the Mishnah that says in keeping Levo Yatza, that you can be Medayik and low keeping Levo Lo Yatza. But these statements that say Tzorach, keep Medayik that you're not Yotze if you don't. So what is it? It's only to be yotze the mitzvah tikkuna, the proper way. Hadieved yotze. So it comes out funny though. That what? It still comes out a funny thing, you know, because don't we say, I mean, as a general, we say, even if you hold mitzvah saint tzrichos kavana, everybody agrees, l'chadchili should do a mitzvah b'kavana, right? So that can't be what he's talking about. It's not just the regular idea that even though you hold mitzvah saint tzrichos kavana, everybody agrees you should do the mitzvah with b'kavana. Because there's no reason to say it over here. I mean, every mitzvah is like that. Definitely, everybody agrees. There's no question about it that it's better to do a b'kavana, right? So this means doing it really properly. But then it's funny. Why would it be limited to the first pasuk? I mean, it would seem kitikuna should be the whole thing b'kavana. It's like a funny state that you wind up in. I mean, this whole inyan is strange. The whole inyan is strange. Breaking up the first pasuk from the rest. I mean, we saw the other shitas too. That one shita holds who Yoshia held that the whole tsura of the mitzvah changes at the end of the second parsha. The whole tsura can change in the second parsha. There's also a strange Ramban. I mean, we didn't do it when we were doing it in the sugya in Rosh Hashanah, but he also has over there a similar kind of a thing. He wants to say even if he holds mitzvah tzrichos kavana, it's enough to have kavana for the first pasuk. As the Rashi was saying, if you hold tzorach means b'di'eved, then that would be a raya. Then the Gemara should have said, you see from here, mitzvah tzrichos kavana. So it's mashma that he's learning the kavana is the same kavana that mitzvah tzrichos kavana would require. The only thing is here, it's not required, so you can't. So you see, it doesn't tzarach could be interpreted to mean l'chatchila. So therefore, it wouldn't be a raya that mitzvah tzrichos kavana. But what's the kavana that you're having? Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's learning that if you hold mitzvah saint tzrichos kavana, then it means that I say mitzvah only have it only are in the realm of asiyas agavah, of the maisa agavah, right? So it would be say this mitzvah would be dibor, it's the mitzvah of dibor, right? Kriyas psukim, whatever you want to say, dibor. And halachically, as long as he enunciated these words with you know as an expression of his own will, not just accidentally, not in Sasek, but he enunciated the words, then he's Yatzah. There's no way around that. Halacha, if you ain't tzrichos kavana, it's like a statement about, it's a little bit more like the first way we were learning the Rav. That there is, that's a statement about Tzuras HaMitzvah in general. Tzuras HaMitzvah only extends to the actions of the Gavra. So you'll have to say the old mitzvah ain't tzrichos kavana. You must formulate the mitzvah must be formulated in terms purely in terms of asiya. So there's no way to say that even in this mitzvah of Kriya Shema that he's not yatzah, because you have to say if you say mitzvah ain't tzrichos kavana. It means that every mitzvah is going to come out in terms of its tzura as just a regular maisa, just the mundane act. And you have to define it. So what's the mitzvah here? You have to say halachically the mitzvah demands only a dibor, right? Only a dibor. Yeah. But it seems like he's learning that this mitzvah of the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is different than any other mitzvah. Right? Now, is any other mitzvah like Tilas Lulav or the other Maisei mitzvah, you can't say l'chatchila you should have kavana. Not in this sense. Not in the sense that he's saying l'chatchila here. can't be. Because then there's nothing different over here. So you have to say that he's learning over here, it's different. Over here he's learning it's different. That what? How is it different? It seems like he's learning, it's just that if you hold Mrs. Ein Shrichos Kavona, that is a constraint on the tzura of a mitzvah. The mitzvah can't be formulated otherwise. The mitzvah only comes out as maisa. But over here, lechatchila, meaning to say in the way that it should be instituted, but for the constraint of how a mitzvah has to take a form, it would have been bikavana. In other words, really the ikar of this mitzvah would be a mental activity. But mitzvos kavana means mitzvos have to be and are only have an existence in terms of their so to say physical tzura. You understand? Those are limpidly. When the Torah gives the mitzvah of netilas lulav, it's not a substitute for something else. It's not a substitute for something else. It's not that there was a. It's not as if there is a metaphysical lulav that you really should be taking, but you can't. So we have to just give you a physical lulav, right? That sounds ridiculous. Right? It should sound ridiculous. Okay. But I have to make one side sound so ridiculous just so you can see a little bit of the other side. But by Kriya Shema, that's not the case. By Kriya Shema, the case really is that the mitzvah really should be just contemplating this thought. That's really what the mitzvah should be. To engage your mind in this idea. But mitzvah ein tzrichos kavana means mitzvah only counts the physical act. Only the physical act is nitfas in the tzura of the mitzvah. So the dibor is really just an approximation of what the full mitzvah really should be, but it just can't. He's learning, if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana, it's a constraint on what can be instituted as a mitzvah. So it's possible to have a situation where theoretically the mitzvah should be otherwise, but because of the way he understands what a mitzvah is, it can't be the way it should be. You understand? So then you can say in mitzvah there's a lechatchila. Anybody getting this?
Yeah, it would be not without it.
In other words, so what I'm saying is like this. This Bidyevan Lechatchila is different. This Bidyevan Lechatchila is saying that it's not. This Bidyevan Lechatchila is saying the Bidyevan means the way the mitzvah is nitfas in halacha, the way it is expressed, the way it actually exists. But the way it actually exists is short of the way it should exist. No. No! When the mitzvah, that's what I was trying to say, that's why I was giving you the ridiculous side.
I know, but there's no metaphysical kriya of, like,
you know. No. By lulav, you can't say, you really should have been doing a mental act. But there's nothing else we can do, so we give you a physical act. No, this is the physical act. That is it. There's no... The netilas halulav as a maisa is not a... has no shortcoming. In terms of the mitzvah. Okay? It's not a maisa because it can't, because it's not a maisa because it should be more, but it can only be a maisa. That's what the mitzvah is. But by Kriya Shema, the ikar of that mitzvah really is the act of Kabbalah. No, it's not this way. What's the act of Netilas Lulav? The act of Netilas Lulav is purely the physical act. Right? So the mitzvah, the actual mitzvah, corresponds perfectly with the mice of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. That's it. There's no divergence. But if I tell you by Kriya Shema, the act really should be an act of Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim, which is a mental act. But that doesn't have any character of mitzvah. So the only thing that could be instituted was a physical act upon which a Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim could take place. But it has a shortcoming. It has a shortcoming in the way it's formulated. But you can't say the formulation of the Tilas Lulav has a shortcoming. You could say that if a person just picks up the Lulav, he hasn't gained all the benefit there is to gain in doing mitzvos. But you can't say that the Tzura of the mitzvah itself has a shortcoming. Exactly. Right. By Kriya Shema, it's like a secondary action to the primary action. It's like Platonic. But you wouldn't say that over here. By Lulav, you say that is. No, it's a push way. In terms of the existence of Netilas Lulav is complete. Okay. Now the mitzvah, the Torah creates the maisa of Netilas Lulav, and that is the only action of Netilas Lulav that exists. But the action of Kriya Shema really has more to it conceptually. It has an action also of Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim associated with the very action of the Kriya. But that other element can't be included in the Tzura of Mitzvah. Just can't. That's just the way Halacha is. And this is Saint Shulchan Kavana. But l'chatchila would be to do the mitzvah in the way that it would, that it should exist, but for the constraint of halacha formulation. In other words, right? The full asiyah of the Tilas Lulav of Yeshiva Besukah is the maisa of picking up the lulav. But the full asiyah of Kriya Shema is also the mental element of the Kabbalah itself. But the halacha can't quantify that. The halacha doesn't go that far. The halacha only takes the physical element. But in terms of, I would ask you, what is the full act of Kriya Shema? It's definitely Kabbalah Shema. But if I ask you what's the full act of Netilas Lulav, it's just the mice of Netilas Lulav. The full act. Not everything there is to gain from it, but the full act.
Why are you saying the full act of Kabbalah extending to
No, so they're holding the other parts are not Kabbalah, so don't have the element of Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. That's the question. That's a good question. Right. You see, this answers the problem that you were stuck with. You don't seem to appreciate my help. That is, I think. I hope I'm not getting ahead of myself. That is that what? That if you hold mitzvos trichos kavana, I think you're right. I think he is referring to the kavana, not of the shame, not just of the shame mitzvah, but the kavana of Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim, right? But he holds, if you hold mitzvos ain trichos kavana, none of that can be included in the two of the mitzvah, right? So if you hold mitzvos trichos kavana, then of course you'll have to have kavana for Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim l'shem mitzvah, leaving out the Rav's Torah over here, l'shem mitzvah, right? But if you hold mitzvahs ein srichos kavana, right? Then what? Then what? No, it's then what? Then b'diavad don't need any kavana, right? Then b'diavad don't need any kavana, but you can still say that there's a tzarach of the kavana of Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. No, but the point I'm trying to make is, inartfully, is this, that why can't it be like a second answer? Why can't it be Pasha? That they're not talking about the mitzvah, they're not talking about Kavana, the Shem mitzvah, they're talking about Kavana of Almach HaShemayim. Because he holds in this Teretz that if you hold mitzvahs ain't Shrichas Kavana, no Kavana could be part of the mitzvah. But that's a din in the Tzur of mitzvah, that no Kavana could be part of the mitzvah. So then it comes out to be three levels. Right? Bidi Eved is just the tzur, the physical tzura of the asiyah, which is dibur. Right? And then lichat chila in terms of the tzura samitzvah is the mental act, which can't be legislated, which can't have the form of mitzvah itself. Right? And then the lechatchila in general is to do it for the proper purpose of the l'shem mitzvah and to derive all the benefits of it. But the point I'm trying to make is that he's saying there's a lechatchila of tzuras ha-mitzvah. The way the mitzvah should be instituted. See, sometimes even the das Kadosh Baruch Hu is not fulfilled. It's a Rashi and Umbrachus. It says, Yavayom Elokim Tad Sheha Aretz Desha Esev Mazriya Zera Eitz Pri Osev Pri Lidmino Asher Zaro Bo Al Aretz Vayichem. Right. So Rashi says Eitz Pri Sheha Tam Ha Eitz Katama Pri. V'hilo osla came. That's not the way it came out. Ela v'totzei ha'aretz v'eitz osa pri. V'lo ha'eitz pri. Right? So the original, it's an interesting Rashi. The original idea was it should be an eitz pri. Osa pri. It should be an eitz pri, osa pri. But that's not the way it came out. Sometimes the ideal just can't exist. There are constraints. Whatever it is, there are constraints. So, makes perfect sense. So, I can say that too. You can say it doesn't make any sense. I can say it makes perfect sense. So anyway, you want to elaborate? No, that's the difference between the physical has certain constraints, just like the physical has certain constraints. Halacha has certain constraints that are not going to mesh with the ideal. I mean, look, the whole Torah is for perfection, but a person can be a manuvel b'shulodim, like the Ramban says. A person can keep every single mitzvah and not have any perfection. There's a certain amount. Everybody agrees that mitzvah and perfection is different, two different things. But of course, the purpose is that the mitzvah should lead to that. But you can't force that.
You're saying that
describe fully the fullest performance of lulav.
Taking the lulav.
That's it.
Why are you stopping that?
What else are you going to say?
Certain
ideas in life. No, please. That has nothing to do with Maisa. That has nothing to do with Maisa. That has nothing to do with action. That has nothing to do with the action.
The fullest action is reading the words.
Let me put it this way. The fullest action is reading the words?
There you're including...
No.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, yeah, correct. Yeah, what is it?
All that in the Shema is the why. Why are you talking about that? But in Shema, you're not reading this why. First of all, it's not Shema.
Correct. That's Shema, what it is. That's part of the what it is. The Kabbalah, exactly. The Kabbalah, very good. Certain mitzvahs that you need Kavan. It's an interesting thing, by the way, in the Rambam and the Shema, Rambam HaKdamah to Shema Prakim, he has a question over there. He says the big debate whether there can be a mitzvah that has no action, like a mitzvah of just yediyah. I mean, he seems to have resolved that by the time he wrote the Yad. But he says, of course, he has a funny thing over there. If you look in the Shmur, in the beginning of Shmur and Prakram, he says mitzvah has to do with not with the seichel of man, but with the his oris. of man, the motivational aspect of man. And that's what he says, rebellion and obedience are in man's actions, in how he acts. He says, and that's the realm of mitzvah, doing. And he says over there, it's a question if you can even call something a mitzvah that's just mental. Knowing this, can you call it? Doesn't mean it's not important. It could be the most important thing, but mitzvah doesn't have to be. Mitzvah is just a means. It could be that the form of mitzvah can't encompass the most important things. It's not a crazy Maisa Merkava is not a mitzvah, right? I mean, the Ramban is of the opinion that Leida is not a mitzvah, right? The first mitzvah that the Rambam counts, the Ramban says, is not a mitzvah. Because knowing God can't be a mitzvah. That's the basis of doing mitzvahs. You can't count that as... It doesn't mean that it's not important. It's too important. We have this, I don't know, you know, this idea that that mitzvah is the ultimate. But mitzvah is not the ultimate. So it's possible that mitzvah is a system. A system that is going to exist throughout the ages, even then it's going to maintain for generations the content of Torah and the performance of Torah and the existence of Torah through Asiyah. But and there are certain requirements to what's going to exist as a mitzvah and what's not going to exist as a mitzvah. And that's it. Right? So that seems to be his first answer. That. But his second, what's his second? Let's leave the problem with the Rambam. But his second answer is saying that what? That even if you hold, his second answer is saying what? That you could say that it means b'di'evit over here, right? That's the second. You could say it means b'di'evit over here. Why? But it's still not a kasha on mitzvos ein shvichos kavana. Because this is a different kind of a mitzvah. See, that's what he seems to be grappling with. That seems to be the question. That seems to be the difference between his first answer and his second answer. If you hold mitzvos ein srichos kavana, could it be that there's a different kind of a mitzvah that everybody would agree kavana is a part of? Or do you say, no, if you hold mitzvos ein srichos kavana, it means every mitzvah has to be able to be formulated in terms of chiyav and petur, in terms of ma'aseh alon. That's his two answers. Right, that's what you're specific about. Right. So he's learning. If you say mitzvah tzrichos kavana, mitzvah ain't tzrichos kavana, he's learning that the mitzvah, that the kavana lotzeis, is really an idea of gaining the proper benefit out of the mitzvah. Right. That really, ideally, doing the mitzvah, part of the purpose of doing the mitzvah is gained through knowing that you're doing avodas Hashem. So that's implicit in every mitzvah. But if you hold mitzvah ein srichos kavana, it means that just can't be formulated. That element can't exist in terms of tzivah, in terms of asiyah, that doesn't exist. But he's learning it broadly. He's learning it as a broad question, not specifically the question of this kavana, but kavana in general. But that's still not the lechat chiyuv. That's a general lechat chiyuv. All right, I don't. Maybe we're getting. So he has a problem with the Rambam, though, right? He has a problem with the Rambam. That what is the Rambam talking about? That's the problem. The Rambam seems to be contradicting himself, right? Because first he says you only need kavana on the first pasuk. Right, and then he says Vashar im lo kiven libo yotza. But this is the problem, right? He says Vafilu hayakore b'tor kedarko omagia es aparshios. That's the problem. Why does Ram say that magia es aparshios? We just read the first part, I'd be happy, but the magia es aparshios is difficult because that sounds like what the Gemara says is not even a kriya, right? See, Kapach, his derech is usually just, his derech in general is to take like a, if there's ever like one of these problems, he says, no, that's not what the Rambam means. That's what he says over here. So he doesn't mean the Magi over there. Different idea. He just means reading. Stam. But it is funny that Ram to take that lashon. And by Megillah, the Ram says Vikori Lagia. Over there also, by Megillah, he says if you're Magia, you're not Yatza. By Megillah. Yes, that's what the Rosh was trying to work out, right? That's what he's trying to work out. So what's his problem? He says like this. So what does he say about the Rambam? So he says, V'timihani ala Rambam zal. Shekosav. Yeah, okay. V'i isa ki daikinan mimas nisen. So according to the Rambam, it's what? You only need kavana on the first pasuk. Okay. And the Rambam's saying you're not yotze if you don't have kavana on the first pasuk. So that is a mitzvah svichas kavana issue, according to him, at this point. Right? So, v'i isa ki daikina mimas nisen shmo es mina mitzvah svichas kavana. Right? And ma'idah chinan la. Why do we push it off? Havle le meimar inachinami u'pasuk rishon. Right? We should have said, why did the Gemara push it off? It's right about the first pasuk. V'lu leishu zal ba'atzmo pasuk mi pasuk rishon ve'elech shafilu kori lagia yotza ha'i efshel ataret dehakitani masnisin ha'i kori shema im kivin libo yotza mash p'soch kavana b'kuli kriya shema. Yeah. V'hainu dekashule. Right. Behind the kashalei park, the kula ba'inan shlihei kar gemagia. And she was all pasuk tarti, chochad megale al chaverta deleisa. So that's where he gets into right. So then he leaves the Rama, but he comes back to his idea that what? V'atam shebishar mitzvah shem mitzvah sasei kol she'osa mitzvaso af bishalo niskavein lo harekiyem mitzvaso. Right, a regular mitzvah yirmakayim. Right, but this is different. Ela she'ein zemin amuvchar. But like in general, that's what he says. It's not mina muvcha. Mina muvcha is always to be had kavana in every mitzvah. V'kol shekein sheyotza im kivein lotzei safi shehira b'emta ha-mitzvah. Aval elu shein kabolas malchus shemayim o sidur shevachim eino bedin shei levav upon l'dvar machirim. V'zuhi shecholku bein bracha rishon l'shar brachos o bein pasuk rishon l'shar. Shema dvam tulim b'mitzvos tzrichos kavana o ein tzrichos mali bracha bishon or mali shahar brachos. That's something about tefillah, right? So now his answer is he wants to compare it to the first bracha in tefillah, right? This is a different kind of a mitzvah. Yeah, right. It's a different kind of a mitzvah. Where did he point out? Efshli lomer o the pasuk rishon tzrich kavana filu b'diyevet, right? The ein davar zetoli b'idach. The mitzvah svichos kavana. Tazal mekavana lotzeis hadvar mamurim. Avokan tzorach kavana sva'inyan. Kolomar, what? Shelo yaharhe b'dvar macherim. Kidei sheyekabel olav malchus shemayim b'haskomas halev. What does he mean by that over there? What does he mean by that over there? What does he mean by being maharer in other things? Ki nish amru gam kein b'bracha rishon shel tefila. Kavana lotzeis. Right, and he says because it's shevach, right? Where does he say that? Is it in the end? Right, it's by tefillah. It's shevach. V'zeh nirli nir yoseh zederach emes. But what does he say about it? Sidur shevach, right? Now, how can you do a ma'aseh sidur shevach or kabbalas malchus shemayim and your lev is on other things? He doesn't want to say you need the full kavana. He doesn't want to say that you need the kavana of really. He doesn't want to say that. He goes. He's short of saying you need the full kavana of kabbal sam choshemayim. He just says you have to know the weightiness of what you're doing, right? Like you can't be distracted by other things.
Earlier he sort of said, "Oh, it's not about kavana from us." Then he goes back to say,
exactly, right, it's funny. But why doesn't he just say, because if you're Mahara and other things, you're not being Makabal Malchus Shemayim? Now, is he saying notice he still doesn't want to say it's a mental act. He does not want to say that. He still is loading it as much onto the side of Maisa Bihaskama Salev as possible. He does not want to say it's a new kind of a thing. He's saying it's possible to say a different thing though. That a Maisa Kabbalas Almacha Shemayim has to be with a Gavra that's ready for it. There's like a certain Hachonas HaGavra that this mitzvah requires. How could you be a Masada Shevach if your mind is wandering? How could you be considered a Masada? How can you be considered to be doing a Maisa of Seder Shevach without if there's another element of you that's contrary to it? And it seems to be saying that you've got to remove something. You've got to remove in other words, he's saying like this: there's nothing contrary in the Gavra to a Nota Lulav, right? I'm a Nota Lulav and I'm thinking about the baseball game. I'm still a Nota. There's nothing contrary to that shame of being a Nota Lulav because my mind is wandering. But you can't be a Mesada Shevach if your mind is wandering. You understand? He seems like he's saying that this type of a Maisa can't be done requires a certain type of a Gavra to do. But it's still in terms of Maisa. Can't really be a Makabal Olmach. You can't be doing an act, a Maisa, of Kabbalas Olmach HaShemayim, if your lave is not free. But he does not want to say the Maisa of this mitzvah is belave. Does not want to say that. He refuses to say that. He's not changing his basic mitzvah, but he's saying you could say that a certain maisa you're not even doing because it requires a certain kind of a gavra. All right, I mean, that's what he's saying. Isn't it blatant that he's saying trying to not say this? He's avoiding saying that it's a mitzvah belev. He certainly is avoiding that. Right? It makes sense. He's saying this type of a mitzvah, you can't say that you're doing the maisa. Can't say you're doing the maisa. Let's think about that. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, there's a similar thing. He wants to say that because the Gemara says if you say the bracha with the wrong kavana, it's also given there. If you start we skip that sugi, but if you think you're holding beer, right? And you start saying Boyper Guffin, right? So then you're not. Then the whole question if you yes or not, because by the sof whatever it is, but the Rabbeinu Yonah asks, what's the difference? Even if you thought it was something else, but it's Mitzvah Saint Shvichas Kavana, so you said it. If you hold Mitzvah Saint Shvichas Kavana. It should be even if you accidentally said the right bracha, you should be yotzei. So one of the answers of the Gaonim is that by mitzvahs of dibur, if you don't know what you're doing, you can't be considered. You're not considered doing it at all. Of course, saying by maisa, you can say you're doing it through the maisa, but if it's just dibur, unless you have kavana, you're not considered to be doing it at all. But this is a slightly different answer. He's saying you're doing the Maisa, but you're not doing the activity of a Masada Shevach. You're not a Masada Shevach. You can't say you're a Masada Shevach. He's going to say the Maisa of here is a Maisa of Seder Shevach, or a Maisa of Kabbalah Shevach. So when you have a physical act, so you can say, I do it no matter what my mental state is. But to do a Maisa of a Masada Shevach, or a Kabbalah Olmach HaShemayim, you can't have a definition in the Gavra that's going to be contrary to that. There's no contrary in a mental. There's no the mental state of the gavra can't be contrary to being a Nota Lulav, but it can be contrary to a Maisa of Seder Shevach. He's saying you are a Masada Shevach as long as you're Masada the Shevach. That's it. Did I say the right Shvachos? Yes. And was I concentrating on something else? No. He doesn't want to say you have to know what he just you have to know that you have to know what you're involved in. You have to be kovei yourself to the activity. But it's in terms of allowing the maisa to be done properly, not in terms of the mental element of the activity. All right, let's stop it.